Care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 13th of June. 57 degrees now on our way to a high of 82. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by one of the organizers of Washunga Days in Council Grove coming up this weekend. Certainly not a lack of things to do there as we say good morning to Jesse Knight. Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be on. Talk a little Washunga Days.
Well, I'm not exactly sure we can talk a little bit about Washunga Days, given the full schedule that you do have. When do the festivities officially get started?
Sure. They'll actually get started on Thursday night. We have what we call our free community night, where we'll have food trucks, some kids inflatables, a little bit of live music from some local acts, and then, of course, some cold refreshments for everyone as well. So that'll start Thursday. Gates open at 5 p.m. The inflatables and all the kids' activities will be there, some face painting and things. And then we'll have Colton Elson and Ken England, both from Council Grove, taking the stage around 5:30. To provide a little live music on Thursday. And again, Thursday is free for all the community members, and we hope everyone can come out.
All right, so that will kind of get things warmed up, you know, for the big weekend, which is Friday and Saturday. So exactly where will the events be centered geographically there in Council Grove?
It'll be on the Neosho River. The Riverwalk Amphitheater is a great place. It is a limestone amphitheater holding around 2,000 people. So we expect that thing to be completely full. Beautiful Riverwalk in Council Grove is just a great place for activities.
Now, let's see. A wristband, you need those for entry Friday and Saturday. How much are they? How can we get them?
Yeah, so right now you can call in advance. Online ticket sales have ended, but call the number on the website. I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately, but the local chamber office will give you some will call options, or you can pick them up at the event at the gate. And they are $25. That'll get you in Friday and Saturday, both days.
Both days. Well, okay. Let's talk about the activities. When do they start on Friday, Jesse?
So Friday it'll get kicked off. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Really, the thing that kicks everything off is the kickoff and welcome with the Kaw Nation. So that'll be between 5 and 5:15. And then we'll have music starting at 5:30 with Michaela Brownlee, followed by Derek Calvin and the All-Nighters at 7:30. And then Shane Smith closing things down at 10 p.m. Of course, the Kaw Nation will do their intertribal powwow at 7:30, and that is at Alagawahu Park, about 5 miles outside of Council Grove. So we encourage everyone to check that out as well.
And, Saturday's schedule is, how shall we say this nicely, jam-packed, to say the least. And it starts early, too.
A lot of stuff going on. So we got an antique expo, an artisan fair. Of course, the car show is very popular. That'll all be going on starting Saturday morning, going on all day long. The Washunga Days Parade is at 10 a.m., and then the festival gates officially open at 11 right after the parade. Of course, food vendors will be there, beer garden, children's activities, all kinds of stuff. The music will get started at 3:30. With M31, another local band, followed by Coda Lewis and the Flyers. 7:30 will be Ragland, and then we'll do the fireworks, Stars and Stripes fireworks, from right here in Council Grove. Always very popular, one of the best fireworks shows in Kansas. And then right after that, Randall King will hit the stage and close it down.
Wow. So obviously, Jesse, a lot of work has to go into putting an event of this magnitude together, doesn't it?
Yes, there is. We have an amazing group of volunteers. This is a volunteer festival that we do, and I can't even begin to tell you how much planning and effort goes into it, but it's basically a year-long thing that culminates this weekend, and I believe this is will be the eighth year of the revamped Washunga Days with some music and some things, and it's really cool. We bring a lot of outside people into our community and showcase our community. Council Grove's got a lot of good stuff going on, and we're pretty proud of what's being built. So I'm just happy to have everyone in town, and we hope everyone joins us and has some fun.
And I'll tell you what, you know, the venue, you know, Council Grove, just a beautiful place, and your venue really is, you know, picturesque for an event like this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So it's pretty cool to see the progress. We started this in 2016, I'm using the top of my head here, but 2016 was a Nashville songwriter from Kansas named Eric Dillon, and the crowd was pretty sparse, and it's grown into something pretty cool. We had 2019 was the last year that we did the show without the actual amphitheater, and Cody Johnson and Parker McCollum were both in town for that one. And after that, during the COVID year of 2020, we took that time and our city invested in the Natural Limestone Amphitheater, which is where we do the performances today, and it's really incredible. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is, that Neosho Riverwalk Park.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, Jesse, is Washunga Days, I guess, really turned into, you know, maybe not just an event, but really kind of a driver for community enhancement and community involvement here the last
Absolutely.
5 to 10 years?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's something that was a little bit intentional, but maybe we didn't understand exactly how possible that was until, you know, we're sitting here today. But yeah, it has. It's totally a game changer for our community. It's led to economic growth. It's led to, you know, businesses opening up and new residents moving to town because they were able to see our community showcase itself on such a big stage. So like I said, a lot of volunteer hours. It's all volunteer work. And couldn't be more proud of what's been created.
Yeah, musical performances will be second to none. Shane Smith and the Saints, they flat out bring it. There's no doubt about that. Big crowds expected, Jesse. Do you have designated parking there? How does that work?
Yeah, parking will be on side streets and in different lots. There'll be signage up throughout town, and then we have a local trolley that'll be running to pick people up and drop people off at the gate. So parking's never really an issue, but you just got to kind of use the signage and find open spots, and then a trolley will take you around. So, yeah, arrive early and prepare for some fun.
Well, we hope you have a great weekend. We'll hope to see you sometime down at Washunga Days here this weekend, Jesse.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys having me on.
You betcha. Jesse Knight, one of the organizers of Washunga Days in Council Grove. Their free event opens up on Thursday night, but then a boatload of activities Friday and all day on Saturday. Washunga Days in Council Grove.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, which is 7:20 every weekday here on KVOE, this week is full. Next week's is wide open. The Newsmaker 2 at 8:20, meanwhile, is virtually full for both not only this week but next week as well. But if you want a Newsmaker 7:20 spot, call us and get on the schedule for next week, 620-342-1400, or email kvoe@kvoe.com. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is Gina Sheevy. She's one of the organizers and really the spokesperson for the Front Porch Jams season, which begins Friday.
Oh, with a big one, too.
Oh, yeah.
We got a great event, all to benefit Honor Flight USD 252. Good stuff. Looking forward to chatting with Gina tomorrow morning right here. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 727, 57 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply.